With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. A man armed with a rifle rammed a vehicle into the nation's largest reform synagogue. Oakland County Sheriff Michael Bouchard tells reporters the armed suspect who rammed into Temple Israel in West Bloomfield, Michigan, is dead.
A car came to the facility, breached the facility by driving into it, was engaged by security. We believe there is one individual deceased in the vehicle. It's been complicated because there was some fire, to say the least, with that vehicle.
There's been a first statement by Iran's new supreme leader.
In his first statement since he became supreme leader, Ayatollah Mojtaba Khamenei said Iran should use the threat of closing the Strait of Hormuz and keep attacking Gulf neighbors. An anchor on Iranian state TV read the statement by the new supreme leader, who did not appear on camera himself. Israeli intelligence assessments suggest he may have been wounded in the February 28th Israeli strike that killed his father, the 86-year-old late supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. I'm Karen Shamas.
Old Dominion University police say a gunman and one victim are dead and two other victims are hurt after a shooting at the school on Thursday morning. It wasn't immediately clear how the shooter died. Old Dominion University Police Chief Garrett said officers responded after it was reported that people were being shot in a classroom in the business school building. The shooting is being described as an act of terrorism. Another rough day on Wall Street, with the Dow down by 739 points. The Nasdaq dropped 404. With the S&P 500 lower by 103. This is SRN News. Will Graham is getting ready to visit Mississippi.
The grandson of Billy Graham is set to preach the gospel March 21st and 22nd at the Gulf Coast Coliseum in Gulfport. Graham says, quote, "There is a burden to see the gospel proclaimed in this pivotal region. I'm going to share what the Bible has to say and point to the Savior, Jesus Christ." He will be joined at the festival by several contemporary Christian music artists. Some 145 churches throughout the region have come together to organize the event. Michael Harrington reporting.
International Christian Concern says there's a war against the Bible going on all around the globe. Simply owning a copy of the scriptures can result in capital punishment in North Korea, Yemen, and Afghanistan. In countries such as Somalia and Mauritania, Bibles cannot be printed, translated, sold, or imported. Iranian authorities have forbidden the translation of the scriptures into Farsi. This is SRN News. Senegal is the latest African country to toughen punishment for homosexual acts.
Senegal's parliament has approved a bill that toughens punishment for homosexuality in a largely conservative Western African nation. It doubles the punishment from prison sentences of 1 to 5 years to between 5 and 10 years. In another change, the bill would now punish what it calls the promotion or financing of homosexuality. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The United States has punched its ticket to the quarterfinals of the World Baseball Classic. The Americans got the help they needed from Italy, which beat Mexico 9-1 on Wednesday night. The Americans will stay in Houston to meet Canada on Friday night. Italy will play Puerto Rico in the other quarterfinal on Saturday. Italy had beaten the U.S. 8-6 earlier. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.